Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
Whoa, welcome along. It's the Friday episode. You get it Thursday evening if you're IFS. We've pre-recorded this one because this week we have been out doing live shows. So we're recording this the Monday before we head off onto the road. And by the time these episodes go out, we will be absolutely spent. We will have wrung every inch and ounce and calorie out of our bodies, entertaining.
All of our serum will be spilled on those stages. We leave it all on the stage, don't we?
Serum?
All of it. Yeah.
I'm not leaving any serum out there.
Yeah,
I am. I'm keeping my serum.
I put my serum in before I get on stage, and then I sweat it all out on the stage. And if someone wants to come and have a lick it up from the stage, that's their business.
They could do that. They could take it away, extract the DNA and clone us if they want to do that.
When we did the London show a few weeks ago, I was espousing the merits of theft. I was saying that sometimes theft's okay. And we were talking about the venue we were at, 21 Soho, took forever to pay us. And and we thought that was a bit disrespectful, but there was a load of gear there in our dressing room that was worth...
If there's one thing we demand, Sam, it's respect.
Respect. Well, like I told them in Sheffield, it's not like we think we're Sam Fender, but we still deserve some respect.
Was it not George Ezra you said?
Oh, that's it, George Ezra. I'm not fucking George Ezra, but I'd like some fucking chairs put out for my audience at the very least. Right.
At the fucking bar opening.
Yeah. So I just said, you know, we might nick some stuff. We didn't.
That's right.
But
yeah.
The temptation was there. And then I was talking about how sometimes nicking's all right, but only sometimes, right? Like if they, as it happened, they had paid us just before we did the show. Had the invoice still been outstanding and they'd left all that technology lying around, I would have been all right. I mean, it's happened to me. When I was working on the CD-ROM magazine Enter in the early noughties, inevitably the business collapsed suddenly and in an atmosphere of complete chaos. And we'd been, it was a venture capital thing gone wrong. You know, and when all the money, when the bosses who were in Ireland start going, I'm not sure we're going to be able to pay anyone this month. The investors have got cold feet, so they have, and all that sort of malarkey. I'm like, oh no, because
here we go again.
I've been hiring people, mates and whatnot, left, right, and centre. You know. And on good day rates, which had been sanctioned by the bosses. And suddenly, they're all calling up going, where's my fucking money? And I'm going, I don't know what to tell you, mate. And so I come in one morning, and we had quite plush offices in Soho. And there was just some lads had somehow gained entry. They were walking out. I remember one of them, this bloke, he's a really funny guy. He's a cameraman that I'd been using. And he just walks past me with this massive, brand new Mac computer, like desktop Mac, right? Top of the range one that was used for film editing and stuff. And it's the way he said to me, he went, all right, Sam. And I went, mate, what are you doing with that? He goes, I'm loading it into my motor. I've got a few in there. I went, well, I fucking need that to work on. He goes, I know, mate, it's nothing personal, but what am I going to do? They haven't paid me, right? And I was like, listen, he was a right wide boy, right? He went, listen, there's no point me and you falling out over it. It's got nothing to do with you. I know that, right? He goes, but I've got no other options, have I? I thought, well, you've got some, but whatever. I said, I know that, but I want to carry on working because I think we can still turn this around, and I can't do it if you nick all the computers. He went, sorry, mate, I'm nicking them. There's nothing you can do. I don't want to fight you. You know, there's nothing you can do. I'm nicking them. I'll see you later. I'll see you soon. We'll go for a pint later in the week, shall we? And I went, all right, fine. And he just nicked it all.
I'll pay for it once I've sold this stuff.
Yeah. What he did was he held it hostage. And within 48 hours, I realised I was in the same boat as him. And my only regret was that he had nicked it all before I did.
He got all the best stuff.
Before I didn't have anything to fucking hold to ransom. So that was a shame. And then in the end, the geezer in Ireland said he did have a check for me. This is in the days of checks. This was like 2 weeks later. I was like out on my arse, didn't know where the next penny was coming from, really, really worried. And he said, I think I've scraped together some money to pay you notice, like a month's notice. And I go, great. And he goes, my wife, who was the financial director of the company, she's coming over, and she's coming over in a van from Dublin, right? She's driving over to London. And I said, well, she get a van for? He goes, because while she's there, she's going to collect all the computers and equipment that everyone's nicked and held for ransom, and she's going to give people checks and they're going to give the computers back. So I go, all right. And I think I had a couple of bits, not the best bits, but I'd taken what I could, you know. And I go, okay, fine, she turned up in the van, I'll give her back the stuff, and she give me the money, fine, nice and clean. The day comes, and I already thought this cunt was a liar, right? Because he'd lied to me a few times, like people always do in those situations when their backs are to the wall.
Of course.
Day comes, I'm waiting for her, waiting in for her to turn up. It's a no-show. Hours go by, complete no-show. So I've called him up 100 times, 100 missed calls. In the end, he calls me up, he goes, oh, Sam, I'm so sorry. And I go, I'm going mad at this point. It was like George Ezra. But the first time, I know I'm not fucking George Ezra. I do want my money. Right. And he's gone, we've had a terrible day, terrible day. You won't believe what's happened to her. Whatever her name was, My Mary's come over in the van. She's got all the way. She's got the ferry over to Holyhead. She's driven all the way down to London. She's coming into London. She's almost at your place. And suddenly she is surrounded by police cars. Sirens on.
Pack of dogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She went, sirens on. Because I've gone, so what if she's got police cars after her? Keep fucking driving till she gets to my house so I can get my fucking money. She can get nicked after that. No, they're surrounding her.
Simpson.
Vans. Cars. I wanted her to do an OJ. That's what I wanted. I needed my money.
They put that thing down. They called the Stinger. They bust her tyres.
Honestly, they, according to him, and I still to this day don't know whether it was true, she got surrounded, they had all the lights on, and armed police got out and pointed their... This is in, like, West London, right, in Holland Park. They point the fucking guns at her, and they go, get out of the vehicle with your arms up, right, with your hands up. And she did, and they got her to lie face down. This is a financial director, some middle-aged woman, on the fucking road, right? Massive scene. And they cuffed her behind her back, and then they nicked her, and they took her to the station and questioned her for ages because she was Irish, she was in a van, and she had a huge amount of electrical equipment in that van. I don't know what they were reading into that. What? Are you saying the Irish aren't allowed electricity now, is it? Have you not done enough to our great country? And I was torn because I wanted my fucking money, but at the same time, being of Irish heritage, I was only too aware of the, I'm aware of, let's say, the deep flaws in the Metropolitan Police. Their fucking long record of prejudice and incompetence. And I thought, it's kind of plausible, you know, they're racist. They're racist towards the Irish and... they've nicked her because she had Irish plates and a load of computers in a van. But that was one of the greatest fucking excuses I ever had for not being paid.
That's superb.
I never got the fucking evidence. But I was rewatching that programme, Whatever Happened to the Knockers, you know, which we've talked about a lot on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Which is about the ICF, the West Ham hooligans, when they were young. They would go out, and they, so when they weren't ICFing, they went out in vans to sell shit door tea towels to housewives in Essex. And
we
it was
do
quite
need to dive this eventually, don't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, Bob Mills did it. He was so peerless in his deep dive that it would be hard to follow
it. The king of the divers, yeah.
But then they followed it up with, like, 10 years later, what happened to the Knockers, and they caught up with where they were in 1993. And I was rewatching it recently, so I was showing it to my son, telling him how funny it was. And one of them, Andy, who is still quite a character at West Ham, even all these years later, they showed him, and he had gone from being this little Herbert selling tea towels door to door to being by 1993, he's quite a big player in dance music, right? And they showed him at his like rig in Essex, opening shot, him diving into a swimming pool, all that sort of stuff, you know, sort of dynasty vibes, right? And they kept cutting back to how he'd been 10 years ago. Oh, missus, do you want to buy this tea towel? To now he's like got two phones on his ears. No, I need to get this airplay on Radio 1 by this weekend, right? And they're talking to him, and he went, yeah, it's a good business. I've done well out of it. But you wouldn't believe the amount of mickey takers and mugs who make my life a fucking nightmare, right? He's going, no one pays me. I never fucking get paid on time. They don't understand. I need the money. And the interviewer's going, and how do you feel towards them when they do this? Well, I'll be honest. I want to go around and smash their fucking face in. But you can't in business. It gets you a bad reputation, right? So then they go, then they cut to him, and he's being driven along in a Merc, right, by some other geezer. And he's sat in the back doing his business on a fucking phone, right, on an early mobile phone. Yeah, yeah, I'll get the records over to you Sunday and all this. And he's going, yeah, this is my driver. And I'm thinking, brilliant. Why don't me and Andy have drivers? It's just like,
yeah,
it's a relatively inexpensive way to be really flash. Because if you've got your own car anyway, you go to a mate who's not doing much. Anyway, listen, I'll pay you 50 quid to drive me around today. I've got a few meetings to go to. It'll just look good, right?
Yeah, put I was going to say, on. Like, is this? Do you mean for like on the tours or just generally? Just day-to-day driving? Because I never really just go anywhere,
Go down. What about Asda's? Then you don't have to get... But the best thing is you don't need to find a parking space.
Yeah, I suppose.
Anyway.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, I mean, I went into one particular client's office. It was a record company the other day. And while I was there, I saw the driver of a bloke there who owed me money. And I said, where's your gaffer? And he goes, he's not here at the moment. And I go, right, get him on the blower. I want to ask him where my money is. So I get this geezer to get his gaffer on the blower because I knew he wouldn't answer me. And I go to him, hello, mate, I'm here with your driver. You owe me, you know, 500 quid, and I want it today. And he's gone, well, I promise I'll get it to you by tomorrow. He goes, no, I want it today. And he goes, well, I'll get it for you tomorrow. So I go to him, all right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm taking your driver. He goes, what? I said, I'm taking your driver, and you're not getting him back until I get my fucking money. And I've got this driver. I nicked his driver. I've got his driver. I got him by the arm and I pulled him out of the office.
You're mine now.
And I stuck him in my car.
You belong to me.
I stuck him next to my driver in the front and I said, you're mine until your gaffer gives you my money. And we drove around with his driver all day and he soon fucking paid up then, I can tell you.
And you know what? You could be the fucking navigator sat there.
I'll tell you what else. You can be in charge of music. And if you put a tape on that I don't like, there'll be fucking trouble. I've got a bunch of mixtapes in there. I've got a bunch of mixtapes. I've got the best of the Everly Brothers that I bought at an Esso station on the A13. Yeah, that's and I've got a couple of Frank Sinatras, and the rest are mainly dance music compilations. Oh, and I've got now 14. Right now, you choose which tape and which track to put on, but I'm sat behind you. And if you choose a track I don't like, bang, that's a punch to the back of your head.
Amazing.
Yeah, he kidnapped at a big record company. He just casually kidnapped someone. And I just thought, this guy, I thought, he probably,
it's different mindset. It's like the guy who nicked all the stuff. The guy who nicked all the stuff, remember? It's a different mindset.
Some wide boys, they just have a different mindset, you know? And they're just casual about it. It's just like, that bloke, I mean, he lives abroad now, so I'm not mates with him anymore, but, you know, we stay in touch on social media and stuff. And he was just a wide boy who'd just do stuff like that without thinking twice. And this guy, Andy, from West Ham, I mean, he's still notorious at West Ham, and he just like, if you don't pay me, I'll just kidnap someone, you know? And that's that. I'll just fucking kidnap them. And
we've worked in the media for decades, and the media's rife with people that don't pay up on time or at all. And I think maybe we don't do enough of the kidnapping in order to get our...
I have gone through extreme lengths at times. Like, I've turned up places and whatnot, but kidnapping's the next step. So anyway, venues, beware. There are certain venues who've let us down in the past, and I want you to know, do what you feel is going to work for your cash flow, but just know this, me and Andy are now into kidnapping people. So
we're into kidnapping people, and at the very least, taking anything that's not bolted down.
Yeah.
It's got me thinking as well, you know, the story of Enter would make a fantastic musical.
Oh, yeah, it'd be
all
great.
All of the different elements that you've told me over the years. Mm. That bit there.
Do you know what's amazing as well, mate? It only lasted 6 months or something. All this stuff happened in 6 months.
Well, you know, things don't need to take a long time. Sometimes the best things happen in a flash, in a crash, bang, wallop, and then they're over. And you just stood there, dusting yourself down, thinking, did that really happen? Fuck me, yes it did.
Kylie,
that was Enter.
Did I have encounters with Kylie, David Beckham, Jerry Adams, right, Amanda Holden threatening to sue me? I mean, this is just the surface stories.
Amanda Holden's threatening to sue you for making her look sexy.
Yeah, her thing was, I made her look too sexy. She was like, listen, I'm all for being sexy. Anyone who knows me knows that. But that goes beyond, well, that's too sexy for you to have done without my written consent.
I've got a long-term strategy going on here. There's a plan. And you've fucked gone it up too and early. Made me too sexy.
We were going to ramp up to that in 2004.
Right. This is meant to be a mailbag episode, isn't it? I've just got a few emails that we've starred in the Gmail account from ages ago, and there's a few new ones. We'll just have a look at a few bits and pieces. This is from Rabid Martin. This is that comes from the days of the rabies month, and also the time when we were road testing custard. And he says, your custard antics reminded me, it's a bullshit story basically, which we always enjoy, it's a classic submission. Your custard antics reminded me of my then best mate Phil, who when we started sixth form in a new town, age 16, we're going to start sixth form in a new town.
Let's go all
he decided,
in.
Yeah, let's start again. We've made it to 16, let's start again. Let's burn our entire, all our bridges.
Lads, it's time to
start
reboot.
Scratch.
It's time to unplug it and then plug it back in again. You know what I'm saying? Sixth form in a new town.
His mate Phil decided to tell every new contact we made that he was the heir to the Ambrosia Custard Empire. He says it was horrendous bullshit, yet people seemed to fall prey to it. His double down was claiming that the entire world's custard supply came from one place, Trinidad and Tobago. I mean, technically, Trinidad and Tobago is two places, I think, because there's an and in the middle of it there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know they compete together sportingly, but
we've done UK and Ireland in all sorts of things before, so we're the last country you can start pointing fingers about that sort of stuff.
Oh, I mean, it's obviously bullshit anyway. And then Phil's other bullshit, circa 1994, Phil told everyone in school he'd got a new game for his Sega Mega Drive. The game allowed him to hack into any CCTV camera in our town. Stunned by this revelation, I excitedly biked round to his house where we spent 20 minutes fruitlessly searching his room for said game. Oh, I can't find it. It's in here somewhere.
We've had game lies before. Game lies is a category in itself. Like, it seems like it was a popular lie to be told, particularly in like the 90s.
He then remembered he'd lent it to a previously unheard of cousin who lived in London. I never got to play this no doubt revolutionary game. Yeah, Game Lies is brilliant.
Yeah. Game Lies and sort of Film Lies are similar, where you'd claim, because no internet just made lying so much more enjoyable, because it was so much harder to check out lies. So me and my wife always joke, whenever we're in the cinema, we do this joke where one of us pretends to go up to the ticket booth, you know. I mean, not that they have ticket booths anymore, but, you know, go up and go, excuse me, do you know when the new Star Wars film's coming out? Right. Because that is something that loads of kids in the 80s would do, because there would be loads of rumours and lies going round that Star Wars Part 4, you know, not Part 4 as it really is, but the one after Return of the Jedi was coming out. And people would just make shit up about that in the playground, almost to will it into being true. And if you were in the, you had no access to internet. You had no access to fucking Empire magazine. You did much less Variety magazine in Hollywood. How would the average suburban British kid know anything about the new Star Wars film? So the closest we had to a movie industry insider was the fucking spotty teen working in the ticket booth at the local ABC, right? And so you would genuinely go up and go, excuse me, when's the new Star Wars coming out? Oh, I don't know, mate. I don't know, mate. I bet you do. My mate said it's called Revenge of the Killer, the Jedi Strike, and it's coming out at Christmas, on Christmas Day, and he said that he went to America to see his uncle, and it's already out there, and he's seen it. No, I don't know about that, mate. I haven't heard anything about it. I could ask. Yeah, we ain't got it this week. We just got Overboard with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. It's quite good, though, you know. Yeah, but it's not as good as fucking Star Wars Part 4, is it? Right? When the Emperor comes back to life, but he turns goody and Luke turns a baddie, that's what happens, my uncle told me. I don't know, mate. They don't tell us until the film is almost already on. Sometimes you just come in and they go, there's a new film today, and you're like, rah, I've got to get my head around this new film in case anyone asks me about it.
Got to learn the name of it.
I got to learn it, and it's like, I would like more notice. Do you know what I mean? I said to the manager, can you give me more heads up about films that are coming out? Now, if he, because he knows, he's the manager, he's in touch with all these guys in Hollywood, the big players, you know. He knows, but he won't tell me. He won't tell me, he keeps it to himself. So I'm going to say to him, look, customers are giving me a lot of pressure now. You've got to tell me if there's a new Star Wars coming out anytime soon.
I'm as frustrated as you are, pal. Trust me.
Just for me personally, I'm not even a Star Wars fan. Like, no offence, but I think it's pretty weird and boring. But I would like to know for my own peace of mind, just to do my job properly. But like I say, today we got Overboard with Kurt Russell, and we've also got a film, we got an art house film from France, I can't pronounce the name of it, and there is also Slipstream, which is like Star Wars, it has Mark Hamill in it, but it is a bit shit, so maybe you'd like to go and see that.
Jalapeño.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you wouldn't be hearing this brief but annoying message if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tits.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Jalapeño.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jalapeño.
I got stung once. One of the kids at school told me that Frankie Goes to Hollywood's debut album had been released like in August and it didn't actually come out till November. And yeah. I trotted off into town with me money to try and buy it. Didn't exist. They said they had a copy of it at home. Bullshit. Did you
absolute
fuck?
Cunt.
Liar. Yeah. But I ended up buying Purple Rain soundtrack instead, so it was all right.
Oh, that's
good
all right. Worked yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, it can happen to, in those days, it could happen to any of us. You couldn't check out lies. And,
yeah,
you know,
had no idea about anything.
I've experienced that both sides. How, you know, that's why I told my cousin I was the lead singer of Dinosaur Jr. Because
he could
be sceptical, which he was, but he couldn't prove for a fact I was lying because, well, for a start, we were on fucking holiday in the middle of nowhere. Do you know what I mean? What's he going to do? There's no local library where he can go and check the microfiche. Have a quick scroll through the microfiche.
Microfiche was all old stuff. You never had like forthcoming cinema releases on the microfiche.
Yeah, exactly.
It was all
microfiche was mainly for checking out if a new lover who's come into your mother's life, who isn't all that he claims to be, might have operated under different identities in different towns and always been involved in short-term marriages where his wife mysteriously passed away and he inherited a fortune. That is what microfiche was built for.
Maybe might have pretended to have previously played football for
Hibernian. For Hibernian.
Something like that, yeah. You go to the library, you're asked for the bigamy section on the microfiche, and it was all had been catalogued into one slide, so you could go through the list of all the bigamists that had been convicted.
Could I have the microfiche about any recently married rich women who have fallen off of cliffs? Have you got a microfiche on that? Anything that covers the last 4 to 5 years in the UK? Just put rich women fall off cliff into your... Look up that in your filing cabinet. That's what I'm after.
I'm looking at microfiche readers on eBay right now.
Thinking of buying one?
£20. £20.
But then
Northwest
you need
microfiche.
Then you need to
NMI.
Get the...
You need the slides, don't you? That's what you need. Anyone can get the viewer. You need the slides.
Yeah,
to put
you need
in
the
it.
Slides. Did
but
you have one of
seller.
Those things? Do you know what a kid's microfiche was? A kid's microfiche was those things, those viewers that you got as a toy.
You click and the button
they
on
were
the plastic. Side.
They looked like nanoculars, didn't they? A bit.
Yeah.
They looked like a set of nanoculars.
You could get
and
a
you
Disney
put a
one,
round.
You
put a dial in. It was like a plastic dial. And you'd look in it and you'd see a picture of something and you'd go, that's nice. And then you'd go, click, click. And then you'd see another picture and you'd go, that's nice at all.
It was like a camera.
And then you'd go, nah, that one's a bit boring. Click, click. Well, that one's good. That's our
border. I've got two of these.
That was our version of Google Image.
I've got two of these dials. I've got Disney characters put in there. Oh, there's Goofy. Lovely.
Love him.
And the other one I've got is Extreme Weather. Oh, there's a lightning storm. Oh, there's a hurricane. Look at that. Oh.
This is my favourite, tornado. I could look and at it. Sometimes I click to that one and I just look at it for 5-6 minutes.
I just sit there and I go, look, 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 look.
What are you going to do in the summer holidays? Well, my mum says we can't afford to go to caravan this year. But I did get a looking thing for... Christmas, and I've been saving it.
It's called
it
a Viewmaster, wasn't it?
I've been saving out a Viewmaster. I've got it for Christmas off of my grandma, but I haven't looked at it. I haven't looked at it yet because I just feel that I want to wait. I want to wait till the summer holidays when I've got time, man. So I'm probably just going to do loads of looking.
Fucking hell! Vintage Viewmaster viewer and 1960s reels, including Sooty. Batman.
I have a Batman one. You've reminded me. I had a Batman one.
Yeah. And Gulliver's. I guess that would be Gulliver's Travels.
What else did they have? Did they have... I just want to make sure I'm not imagining it. Did they have, like, modern shows, like the A-Team and stuff?
I can't remember, probably.
So, this, like, this literally, if you Gulliver's... can imagine this, if you were born, like, I don't know, in the 90s or even the noughties, we do have some young listeners, we're not even joking. This sounds like we're joking, but it was literally... Imagine how bored we were. You just got a plastic fucking viewing device and just looked at... Yeah. And there was like 10 pictures on it, right? And they might be of like your favourite TV show, like Batman or the A-Team. And you just click and it's like, oh, there's a picture of Howling Mad Murdoch. That's it. It's still... It didn't move. Yeah. There was no words on it. It was just a picture.
Just a picture.
And then you click again. And when you think that we would actually spend time, I mean, that was a good present. If someone got you that, you go, oh, this is amazing. Thanks. What a great Christmas present, right?
Yeah.
And now imagine how it is for men like us living in a world where you can type absolutely anything into Google Image and see it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not necessarily a positive thing because our brains aren't fucking wired for that amount of information or sensory stimulation, Andy. We're the fucking viewfinder generation. I can't handle the fact that I can type in the A-Team onto Google Image and look at like 1,000 fucking images right now. I could even be specific. I could go, Mr. T throwing a fucking car, right? Or Miss B.A. Baracus in dungarees drinking some milk, right?
Oh, that,
and
that
it's like, oh, here's
Amy,
100 photos.
That woman, Amy, short dress, for example.
Exactly. Exactly. You could do that and you just get loads and then you'd be more specific and say, you know, behind the scenes, A-Team, Mr. T. Do you know what I mean? And you'd get it.
There is on eBay, Sam, an A-Team 1983 Viewmaster gift box. And it's intact.
Don't, mate. I've spent enough money already
3D.
This month.
It's fucking 3D as well.
God. Oh my God. I've got the tingles now. I got the sweats.
It says look and see in 3D. And it's the A team. There's pictures.
Yes, fucking please.
There's pictures of all of them there. There's Hannibal. There's Fierce. There's Murdoch. There's Bea Baracus. And even Amy on the front looking lovely. And you get three reels with it as well for just £80.
80 quid. And is it in what condition is it in?
The box looks a little bit worn, let's say. It says on somewhere to the box, but item complete.
I know not all of our listeners will be au fait with the Dawson condition rating codes, but I am. So if you could please put it in your own personalised code, I will know what it means.
I'll say it's decent. Yeah.
It's just a bit battered, a bit scuffed,
but it looks lived in.
Dawson decent / lived in. Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that... Do you think I could knock them down on price? Do you ever try to do that, or...?
Has it got... Because you can negotiate, O-N-O? Make an offer on some things. No, it's buy it now. There's no make an offer button. They're not prepared to take. I mean, you could private message them and maybe, you know, try and talk them down, but I think that's
it's
illegal.
Gonna be tough. It's going to be tough when it arrives. I'll have to try and schedule it somehow that my wife's out, because she'll be like...
Someone else.
You booked this expensive trip to Prague, right? That probably eats into the family holiday budget this year, right? You've done a few other weird things recently involving spending. And now I get a knock at the door and there's a 3D A-Team themed viewfinder gift set.
I half think it's going to be a bailiff, but it turns out it's not.
And not only that, Sam, I've seen it, and it seems as if it's in decent condition, which means it wouldn't have been cheap. Why do you need this?
I need it!
Why do you need it?
Because I had it when I was a kid.
But why do you need it again now?
To remind me of when I was a kid.
when I go out with me mate on our BMXs, I'll take it with me.
I'll try and look for it while I'm on the BMX. Because I used to know how to ride a BMX hand. Listen, I'm going to learn again. And I'm going to ride down the high street looking at the A-Team viewfinder on my BMX. And I'll have my Walkman on and all. And then they'll all see that they should have let me into Soul Patrol in the first place. I'm going to go past the fruit and vegetable where the former head of the Chiswick Soul Patrol works. I'll go, all right, cunt, look at me now. Smash. Now would you let me in the Soul Patrol?
Mate, I'm 60 years old. I'm a grandfather to three. Leave me alone. I'm just trying to sell this fruit and veg.
The Chiswick Soul Patrol has been officially disbanded. You can see the documents at Company's House website.
It was disbanded in 1988, you lunatic. Give it up.
It was liquidated.
It was liquidated, and all the assets were shared out between various debtors. No, creditors. Yeah, all of our assets, which basically came down to a couple of pairs of old Deodoras and a slightly worn Ticini top that we shared.
Weirdly, we also had one of their Viewmasters you've got.
So, but there was Soul Legends, Luther Vandross. Shaka Khan, click. George Benson, click. Shalimar, click.
Someone's selling a bunch of the reels. I'll tell you some of them. Paddington.
Nah, fuck that.
Jimbo and the Jet Set. Remember that?
Vaguely.
The Angel Mouse.
Yeah, I'd have
that. The A-Team.
Of course.
Transformers.
Nah.
Some of them are boring as well.
Yeah.
Wind in the Willows.
No. I find that saddening. I don't know why.
What?
Can't explain. Because actually, Wind in the Willows is a cracking story and it's probably diveable. Feels like in our wheelhouse.
So.
And obviously, Toad Hall.
And his car.
The Toad's a fucking legend, right? So it's got so much going for it, and it sort of conforms to all of our values.
Needs.
What I call our entertainment values and personal needs. And yet, somehow, when I think about it, I get a bit depressed. I don't know why.
Might
investigate that with my
therapist.
Maybe
that's something to do with an experience you had with it when you were
younger. Because obviously it's awesome. I mean, the Toad is a fucking... I mean, talk about living out loud, that cunt. Jesus.
Yeah.
He took
Maybe
it to the next level,
didn't
he? Maybe we
get to the bottom of what it is that ails you.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, it might be worth diving. It might
feels
be.
Like it.
It's definitely... Because there's some... Because a lot of his mates were fucking Lampards, weren't they? Because he was just trying to live his best life. And they were like, oh, Toad, pull yourself together. Stop doing all of this shit. And he's like, fuck off. Who the fuck are you anyway? A fucking... What was he? His mate was a fucking badger or something. Always like trying to tell him what to do and all that. And he's like, listen, what do you want me to do in my life? We're only here for a short time. Of course I'm going to nick a fucking car and crash it going at high speed with my driving goggles on.
Oh, I think we have to do it. I think once we've done Pigs, I think Wind in the Willows is possibly
You know as
next.
Well, doesn't he... Doesn't at one point Toad of Toad Hall disguise himself as a washerwoman to escape the nick? I'm pretty sure
remember,
I've seen an image of him dressed as a washerwoman. And do you remember when Jose Mourinho got a touch like a stadium ban in the Champions League at Chelsea because he'd done something mental, right?
Yes.
And then he smuggled himself into the ground in a laundry basket.
Yeah.
And at the time, everyone was saying that he'd got the idea off of Wind in the Willow. We should do that as a history box. The time Jose Mourinho disguised himself as a laundry woman to get into Stamford Bridge.
Fucking hell. Mole, Rat, Mr. Toad, Mr. Badger. All the gang. Yeah, that feels diveable. Where was that? Yeah, these are the ones that are available. Wind in the Willows, Thomas Tank Engine, Tennis, but it's specific. It's Joe Jury.
Just the whole thing of Joe Jury.
Just Joe Jury, yeah.
Weird.
Peanuts.
Definitely.
Of course, the cartoons.
Oh, I thought you meant actual
themselves.
Peanuts. Okay.
That'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cinderella.
No.
And then the last one on the list is English Lakes.
Yes.
Imagine being a kid and get given that for your birthday.
Thanks. English
hell.
Lakes. I mean, I love a lake. I think you're a fan of a lake as well, aren't you? I mean, who isn't?
I love a lake now, but when I was a kid, I wouldn't want to
look at one kid,
in a fucking Viewmaster.
Like, do you know what? I'm not even interested in seeing lakes in real life, let alone on my fucking Viewmaster. Fuck off.
Yeah.
I would have taken a Transformers one over this, and I'm not even that into Transformers.
Oh, man, I found a Mork and Mindy one.
Yeah, that's good.
That'd
I think
be
I might
brilliant.
Have had that.
There's got to be a Star Wars one, mate.
Of course there has to be. I haven't looked for that, but there will be. Wow. Yeah, Viewmaster was the internet, wasn't it?
Viewmasters. Fucking hell. Amazing scenes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few.
I feel sorry for myself in a way when I think about how into Viewmasters I was.
You could get a Viewmaster in the shape of Darth Vader's head.
Oh, fucking
from 2013.
It.
So Viewmasters haven't gone up.
I don't know whether to get that or the 18 one. Do you think I should get both? Hang on, what was it you bought in the middle of an episode the other day, though? Like, you think I'm bad, but the other day you bought something really mental whilst we were recording, and then at the end of the episode you tried to cancel it.
It was Maxwell the piggy bank.
You bought a load of NatWest piggy banks, you mad cunt.
Yeah, and I managed to get them refunded.
Sorry about that. It was purchased in error. Purchased in error. Hopefully we can just both wash our hands of this ugly incident, and I'm sure you'll sell it to someone else who will provide it with a much better home than I ever could. I've been going through some personal issues recently, and it was in the midst.
Emotions are very up and down.
I've been volatile, and in the midst of one of my episodes, I did buy a load of NatWest piggy banks off of you for an obscene price, and I just hope you can see fit to forgive me and offer me a full refund.
Yeah, whatever. Fucking hell, the Viewmaster can be bought as new on Amazon. Fisher Price Classic Viewmaster Red, of course,
right.
Classic colour, and it's £46.53, which feels like a lot for what you get. And it says here on the box, includes one reel, 7 pictures, animals.
Animals, right, this is interesting.
What kind of animals?
There's loads of different animals in the world. I could name at least 20. And the good thing about this is you don't know what animals come in next. When the
I'm
first
zooming
time you look
in
at
on,
it,
the, on the box.
Click, what's it going to be?
I can tell you one of them, Sam. I can exclusively tell you one of them. The raccoon.
Well, that for me is a mandatory. If there wasn't a raccoon in there somewhere, I'd be asking questions to the manufacturer.
And it's 3D as well, and it works with all Viewmaster 3D reels.
Oh, my
God.
So
I guess it probably doesn't work with the standard ones.
A raccoon in 3D? Fuck
3D
me,
raccoon.
I'm not sure my little brain would have been able to take that back in the day. Ma, there's a raccoon attacking my boat race.
Some
I did that
as well.
Fucking Viewmaster. I wish your nan had never... I told you, don't get him a Viewmaster, it'll scare him. He'll think it's real. And now, look, it's happened. Great. This is worse than when you thought Mr. T was in the lounge the other day. Mr. T's in the lounge. I'm worried he's going to put me head through the telly.
There's some reviews of it, Sam. Here's one. 2 stars out of 5. If looking for a Viewmaster that works, don't buy. Absolutely awful product. Card kept slipping, so giving blurred vision to view pictures. Hurt eyes after a short time. Husband even took apart to see if could be sorted, but no difference.
Don't worry, darling. I'll take this apart and see if it can be sorted. Smash. No, it cannot be. I've opened up its innards, and it's fatal, I'm afraid.
Didn't send back. It's probably cost as much to return all the way to, inverted commas, Cyprus. Very inferior product, old-fashioned Viewmaster.
That's the best bit. Cyprus in inverted commas.
It came from Cyprus. And there's another one. 1 star review.
It's like they're implying that Cyprus isn't a real place.
Yeah. Here's a one from a review from the United States. I lived in the early 1950s, just a few miles from where the original Viewmasters were manufactured in Beaverton, Oregon. The quality of this product in comparison to the original is a joke. Actually, it is a perfect example of what our country has come to and the trash we accept.
This is why Trump got elected, mate, because of shit like this.
That was 2012,
People feel angry. Well, you know, If the political analysts had spent more time looking at reviews on eBay, right, and less time in their Washington bubble, right, they would have known that there was anger and frustration building up for many years, and it was because of things like this. Substandard fucking Viewmasters being flogged on eBay, right, by unscrupulous sellers exploiting people's insecurities, really, because why else would you buy? I know the reason I'm buying a Viewmaster is because of my insecurities. It's the only reason you'd buy something like that. And so these people are preying on people like me. Thank God I'm not in America. But, you know, Boris Johnson got elected and we voted Brexit because of shit like this going down.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Makes you think, doesn't it? All right, we'll leave it there. We managed to read one email out, I think. We'll try and read another one out next time. Thank you very much for listening again. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.